I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a big night of European football. Rangers are in Lisbon for the first leg of their clash with Benfica. Alejandro Bernabe is on his way out of Celtic with a move to Brazil. And Neil Warnock thinks the Scottish Cup could be a breath of fresh air for Aberdeen this weekend. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Well, there might be a rest for some of our Premiership sides this week due to the Scottish Cup, but certainly not for Rangers. They start tonight and it's a huge game, last 16 in the Europa League against a Benfica side who will test them to the maximum. Then they need to go Easter Road on Sunday, so a big few days for Philip Clement's side. And for Celtic, Celtic fans will still be reeling over some of the decisions last week, but they have to firmly concentrate on the game against Livy on Sunday. And Neil Warnock, he's no problems to seek, no doubt, and he's got Kilmarnock coming again. Derek McInnes looking to go to his old club and put him out the cup. An interesting weekend ahead, Gordon.
Yeah, next 5 days is all about cup football. Players enjoy the excitement of it, Gordon. It starts tonight over in Portugal. A very important game for Rangers. Just be interesting to see Clement's lineup, who he's got available. And then at the weekend, Scottish Cup. We know we all look for shocks there. So plenty of excitement ahead.
0141 951 1025, that is the number you need, so come on down and let us know what is on your mind. Rangers fans in particular, tonight's the night. It feels like European football has been in the back burner for quite some time, but it is back this evening. Benfica away, how do you think it's going to go? Can you see your team getting a result? Which team would you play? Which 11 would you pick? How do you feel about balancing this with Scottish Cup and Scottish Premiership's title race? Get all your questions in. Bonus points if you're calling from Lisbon, but we'll take anywhere else in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. But a personnel news for you Celtic fans tonight. Brazilian side Inter have announced the signing of Alejandro Bernabe. What do you make of that? Is it the right time to part ways and let that one go? Does it leave you a bit short at left back? There aren't many other options in there. So give us your reaction to that move. And I suppose we could do early tentative looks ahead to the weekend as well on 0141 951 1025. That is the number you need, so pick up the phone and let us know. But Rangers fans, an obvious place to start would be the game in Lisbon. So if you could call us right now, how do you feel? Are you confident? Are you feeling the worst? Are you somewhere in the middle? And who would you play? What would your team look like? Get all your thoughts about Europe onto us now on 0141 951 1025. You lot used to have loads of these. You two used to have loads of these Thursday night European action. It feels like it was ages ago. There's been so much happening domestically since Rangers last played.
Yeah, well, without doubt. I mean, we used to look forward to the midweeks. At one point we had Tuesday night and Wednesday night in the Champions League. But like you say, Gordon, we've been here when Rangers have been in this tournament before and went as far as it could go in it, of course. And it always seems when an opponent's put in front of them that you think, that's a bit of a stretch. They're never going to, you know, put them out. They always seem to come up trumps in this tournament. Now, again, they always seem to have injury problems or suspensions of their own, and they always seem to negotiate their way through the tie. So I wouldn't write Rangers off tonight. It'll be a good Benfica side trying to bounce back from a disappointing result at the weekend, no doubt about it. But Rangers have a knack, knowing how to play these fixtures pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's important tonight that they can come back to Glasgow and keep themselves in the tie with an opportunity of winning it. And if they do that, I'm with Mark. We've sat here on many occasions, looked at the opposition, thinking, well, maybe just one step too far. And Rangers have produced the goods. You've got to say, yes, they have got injuries, but they've got a big squad. The defence come under a little bit of criticism at the weekend. They'll need to stand up to it tonight. They're playing against a Benfica team that's a bit of a mixture. They've got some really good young players and obviously an experience to go with that as well. So, but they've come off at a 5-0 drubbing, so you just wonder how that will affect them. But I think Rangers could go over there and do a job tonight.
01419511025. Don't forget, that's the number. What are you thinking ahead of this game in Lisbon? And when we eventually do speak about Celtic's situation at the moment, Gordon, it'll be interesting to see how the fans feel. One of your favourites, Burnaby. You stood by him for so long. You stood by him all the way to the departure gate at Glasgow Airport. Are you finally willing to admit that it maybe hasn't worked out?
No. Well, I'll tell you what, he's went to Brazil, the home of football, where all the greats go. I'm sad to see him depart. Right, okay, let's be serious here. I don't think he's had the best Celtic career that anybody's ever had.
Agreed.
There was that game, remember? At Dingwall.
Yeah, Ross Kitt, I'll never forget. I live in my
you
memory.
Loved that one.
I've given him goal of the season. Where I am a bit surprised, Gordon, is they've not, you know, Celtic fans were crying out for a left back to cover Greg Taylor in the January window. There's a lot of important games coming up. They're still in the cup. They're going for a league, obviously. What happens if Greg Taylor then picks up, hopefully he doesn't, but picks up a knock? I don't know where the cover is. That's my problem here.
It's a very good question you ask, and Celtic fans, answer it for him. Don't leave him in his own thoughts. We know that can lead to dangerous outcomes. So 01419511025, Burnaby Ofsky, what do you make of that? 01419511025. Get it written down or tweet us at Clyde SSB. We're going to cross live to Lisbon and speak to Andrew McLean very soon and set the scene for us. Serge is a Rangers fan to kick things off. How do you feel about this game tonight, Serge?
I think it's a free hit for Rangers. I mean, the main focus is still going to be the league. Obviously, with the final being in Dublin would be interesting. I'm not saying we'll get there. We've got to take tonight, but I'll be happy to stay in the tie tonight. I think we've played better teams than Benfica. I know they get gubbed 5-0 the weekend, and a lot of them came from set pieces, so hopefully we can get a bit of joy there. But there's a big travelling support as well, and as I say, it's a nice wee distraction for the league.
What does that look like? You say, you know, staying in the, would you settle for a narrow defeat, or are you still looking to take something back, i.e. a draw or better?
Over there, I don't see why we can't get. I'll take just being in the tie, and if that means a goal defeat or whatever, I'll be more than delighted. I see the focus is on the league. It's a nice distraction, and as I say, there's a obviously with the final being in Dublin, it would be nice for Rangers to get there. But again, we play our friends. If we play the way we have in Europe, we've got every chance.
I know what Serge is saying. I think that every Rangers fan's obviously looking at the league because of the situation. I don't think it's a nice distraction. I think it's a great opportunity to get into the next round. I agree with Serge. If they can keep their cell in the tie, especially at Ibrox, the way they've been playing, they've got every opportunity to get their cell in there. Listen to the manager and talking the other day there. He actually mentioned that some of the board had said to him before the cup final Aberdeen, you know, rest some players because the cup's so important. Clement doesn't think that way. He looks at every game individually. He will not be thinking about Hibs at the weekend. He'll be thinking tonight, his best team, how can he go and win a game? I like that. That's what I like about the Rangers manager. So I don't think Clement and his players will be looking at this game tonight thinking, this is a good distraction. I think they'll be looking and saying, this could be a great opportunity.
Obviously, Philippe Clement wants to win the tie, Mark. That's the way he operates, I'm sure. What does staying in the tie look like for you? A one-goal defeat, is that still seen as okay? You take that back to Ibrox for the second leg?
I would say so. Yeah, and obviously keeping the scoreline as narrow as possible. But Rangers have been good at this. You know, although their defence is taking some criticism this past week, and Goldson in particular, he's been there and done it over the course in European ties that they know how to keep things really tight away from home. So if they can manage that, look, they always carry a threat. Again, a thing about Rangers in previous seasons in European competition, they always seem to nick a goal. Now, I know Morelos was down to him a lot of the time, and he's not there anymore. But they showed when they went away to Betis, that they carry a threat as well. And they had some injuries that night, but they managed that tie well. And let's be honest, that wasn't a dead rummer at all. That was that they needed to win that game, and they went ahead and took the game to Betis. So I think Rangers fans should be confident tonight, but Benfica will be a step up. I agree with Daz. I don't think it's a distraction. I think when you get in the last 16, you are in the tournament. To get all the way to the final, that's the way it's got to be viewed. And I think the players just bounce off each game. So a huge game tonight, followed by a huge game Sunday, followed by a huge game the next week. You know, they seem to get into a rhythm after that. I don't think they'll feel leggy until maybe the final push when they get into the end of April, start of May. So the more games, the better for players to cut down the training time. So I don't think they'll struggle that way. So it's a good thing to have in your radar at the minute.
Yeah, Serge, I mean, it'll be Europe tonight, Cup on Sunday, back to the Premiership title race. You think this squad's getting a bit stretched, isn't it? Does it have it within its power to go and fight on all those fronts?
I would like to think so. Obviously, we've got a lot. We've all got our injury problems to seek as well. But again, we'll take it game by game. Every game, especially in the league, every game's a cup final. And if we're going to focus on anything, I'd like it to be the league. But as Mark says, Mark made a good point. You're in the last 16. You're looking to go all the way. And it's not as if we haven't done it recently. I would say maybe no way as strong a squad this time. But hey, anything can happen. I'm just happy where Rangers are just now in all fronts, competing still in all fronts and with a League Cup in the bag. If you'd have said that when Clement came in, you'd have thought it was the Ravens, they're a madman. So I'm just happy where Rangers are now in all fronts and take it game by game.
Yeah, speaking of madmen, Gordon DL, what do you think of Serge's last point? Is this almost like it can never be a free hit and above everybody? Philippe Clement certainly wouldn't buy into that. But Rangers are overall in a good place. It is obviously a tough tie. It's one that, you know, is it just this about almost trying to enjoy the stage? You know, that sounds like an absolute cliche, but like, you know, it's tough, but it's winnable. So it's right in that, that balance.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rangers go over there and get a result. I'm not saying.
But similarly, if Benfica are bang at it, it could be one of those tough European nights.
You look at probably this week is a big week for Rangers. We keep saying that. We said it when Hearts and Kilmarnock fixtures come up in the league. You're looking at tonight. You're looking at Easter Road to a Hibs team that, as we've got to say, is improved, and that'll be a difficult game. And then the return leg next Thursday. So there are three massive games coming up for Rangers. Every time we say that, they seem to hit it nail on. They nail it on the head. They're very good at it. I know I'm struggling there.
We've got their
name.
Yeah,
nail on the head.
Exactly. So they seem to respond to the challenge, let me say that. And this is going to be a big, big challenge tonight, Sunday and next Thursday. But they've got the capability. I know that you can look at some of the injuries that they've picked up, but they've got a big squad. He rotates most games, probably every game, I think, since he's walked into the building. So that's not going to be something different for players. Every player is up and ready. It's not like players have been sitting waiting for an opportunity. He's kept every player ticking along. So, as I say, a big three games coming up.
I mean, on one hand, Mark, I wonder if Rangers feel in a better... Well, they will feel in a better place now than they did when they played their last European game against Betis. But that was mid-December. And a lot has changed since then. So they'll feel in a better place and, like, sort of, you know, momentum-wise, confidence-wise, but then maybe the squad's quite stretched as well. And then you throw in the mix of there are new signings, some of them are injured. So it does, like, it feels like a lot's changed since then.
Yeah, without doubt. But I think one thing that you take the positives from is they've had a longer period to work under Clement. And you can see that every passing week. Now, of course, they got a disappointing result at the weekend, his ideas seem to be translating onto the pitch week by week. So a long time passed from then. They've seemed to take on his mentality. And I'm sure, you know, he would love to have his full squad available to him. But Daz is right. With his notion of rotating every week, he's now got a squad who are match ready, have had minutes in their legs. You're not bringing anybody in from the cold. So it's a good place to be, even though you're carrying so many injuries. It's a good place to be that you've got players there ready to step in.
01419511025. See the things you don't see, the trials and tribulations of reporting from abroad. Andrew McLean was not allowed in the stadium until after 6 o'clock. It's as if the people in Lisbon didn't know that Super Scoreboard was on. But he's there now and he's going to set the scene for us. Take it away, Andrew.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard's European coverage with Trusteed Scotland. For life after dead, visit trusteedscotland.net.
Yeah, even worse as well, the fact they decide to put the press box as far away as humanly possible, up as many stairs as you could think of. So I've managed to make it here. I might be breathing a bit heavy as well, but you just wonder, will this be another memorable night for Rangers in the Europa League? They've had so many, haven't they, over the past few years. So that is giving the fans that have travelled over here a lot of confidence that they can get some sort of result tonight. Many of the Rangers fans already in the ground think they'd been told to arrive early to avoid congestion, as it sometimes can be getting into the stadium. But just under 3,500 is the allocation they've got, and it's a very impressive stadium. The Rangers fans trying to make that top corner of it their own at the moment with a red, white and blue flag. 65,000 seater stadium. It was built for Euro 2004. Really, really impressive. As I say, incredible view from up here in the press box as well. Philip Clement saying yesterday that he had a lot of decisions to make because of the fact they don't really have any wingers at all. Matondo out, Sima out, Wright and Cortez as well. Ross McCausland is touch and go. He has travelled, but Philip Clement says they'll just make a decision today on whether he'll be able to start or whether it's a case of him maybe coming off the bench. Does it mean that maybe Silva and Sterling start out wide potentially? Could there be a change of shape as well? Philip Clement said that they could change the system. It's something they've considered. Could it be a three in the back with James Tavernier and maybe Redvan Yilmaz on the other side, providing the width? I'm sure people can debate that before the team news comes out. But Philip Clement says that, you know, he's not playing just to keep themselves in the tie going to Ibrox next week. He wants to attack, he wants to win, but does say that they won't be naive in the last 10 minutes of the game if they do have a good result at that point, because they will have a bit of a view of looking ahead to next week. But I will give you that all-important team news from Lisbon as soon as I get it.
Yeah, and Andrew, the impact of that 5-0 win for Porto against Benfica at the weekend, has that really shaken up the feeling amongst the home fans and so on?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, it's not a sellout from what I hear. There are still tickets on sale, so you wonder what the crowd will be like. But Roger Schmidt yesterday, the manager, was having to answer questions about his future, and you know, they'd actually been on a decent run and a lot of Sporting before that. In isolation isn't such a bad result because Sporting are so good, but then to lose 5-0, a real heavy, damning defeat to rivals as well. Questions have been asked by supporters, by the media as well, so you just wonder what the atmosphere is going to be like in here as well. If Rangers can start quickly, will the fans turn on Benfica? It could work to Rangers' advantage, or will the Benfica players know the narrative that's built up around them and will they come out fighting from the start? So looking forward to seeing how that's all going to play out, but certainly the Benfica players know that they need to get a result tonight because their manager's job could well be on the line over the next couple of weeks if it doesn't go to plan for them.
Thank you to Andrew. He'll have team news very soon for you, so stay tuned for that. 01419511025. Rangers fans, how do you feel building up to the game, listening to Andrew, listening to the guys? Are you agreeing or disagreeing with what you've heard so far? Pick up the phone and let us know. And Burnaby on his way out of Celtic, what do you make of that one? Give us a call right now and we'll try and get you on next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here on 01419511025. You can tweet at Clyde SSB and get your thoughts in, whether you're listening on your radio, your app, maybe you're watching the live stream. See, this is a occupational hazard. I've obviously gone full Hugh Evans, Specky Tube on the live stream.
Specs,
I think this is the first time.
Didn't even notice.
Got a wee sore eye.
Yeah, got a really sore eye. What one is it?
It's the one that's hardly, you can hardly open.
I told you.
And it's so sore.
You should have gone with a patch.
That I can't even concentrate on what you're
doing. Or just the big bandana over the eye.
Let me just say, for
who's Speckier out of me and you? That's what I need to know.
On you just now. But I've got to say, it's the first time I feel for you because that really looks so.
It's no great.
I am so glad that you know.
Speaking of eyes, I've got another Partick Thistle fact.
Oh, yeah. Here he goes.
Here's the guy. The elves are getting dug up.
No. There is a glass eye buried in the penalty spot.
No, somebody's, do you not realise that whoever's telling you this stuff is winding
fact.
You up?
Fact.
Somebody's who's
it was in the elephants. Was in the paper. The guy was called Dead Eye Dick.
Oh, stop it.
I know him.
I swear. I've got the newspaper article. It was that
he
knowledge
was
imparted on me
dead
today.
Aye,
and is buried under the penalty spot.
The same guy that told you about the elephant is obviously winding you up.
Funny enough, I was the same guy
that
told me.
Imagine that. Knowing that you'll be daft enough to come on here.
So Graham will be listening. I said I'd share it with everybody.
Is
and just by coincidence, I've come in and you've had a sore eye.
I'm going to need to get to the optician or the doctor.
What part
of the
pitch would you like buried in?
You were telling us during the break that you've got the doctors tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got a doctor. Yeah. I had to go and get an injection in my ankle.
Anything you can share with us? No.
No.
What was the name of that? What was the
guy's name? Was it not?
What was the name of the guy?
Dead Eye Dick.
I wonder where I'll be buried in Mother.
I think we actually are banned from sharing your medical information without your knowledge. I think that is like a proper broadcasting faux pas, so we better not.
Sore eyes all round.
Paul is a Rangers fan. What do you think tonight, Paul? What's the mindset going into this one?
Aye, first time caller, Blake, to be on.
Oh, what made you call then? What made you on tonight?
Well, just all week we've been listening to the other lot complaining about decisions, and I thought we'll talk about football for a change.
Why not?
So my point is, with Clement tonight, he doesn't have much options on, but I'd like to see him try a 3-5-2 with obviously Tavernier and Yilmaz as wing-backs, and I'd like Silva, not as a striker, but more floating as a 10 and going out to the wide positions, almost like a free roll, because I feel his best position is definitely just behind the striker or somewhere, not as a direct number 9. Just wonder what the guys think of it.
Mark Wilson.
He's got that down.
Oh, I've got that down. Yeah.
No way.
I just
you
saw...
and Paul and Oban are on the same lines.
Well, who's Paul? Paul, who are you playing as the other centre-half? Davis?
Well, Davis would give us a better balance, but I'm not keen on Davis tomorrow.
Who are you playing then?
Actually, I'd put Souter a wee bit on the left and I'd put Balogun on the right and Golson through the middle.
No, we found a flaw in the plan. Yeah. Balogun's not in the European
squad,
Paul.
Davies, stick with Davies.
Davies is in. Well, but Dujon Sterling's played everywhere else. You could stick him in.
I would actually put Sterling in the middle with Lynch on that. Just because he's got legs. Basically, he can play anywhere he wants.
Just, what do you think, Mark? You did say you
were the
sort
same,
of
well,
on board.
I'm the same lines. I've got down here Goldson, Souter and Davies back three, Tavernier and Yilmaz your wing backs, a midfielder Lundstrom, Diamondi and Sterling in there for the exact same reasons as Paul said. Dessers up top.
So is this built on the assumption that Ross McCausland isn't fit and therefore that leaves a winger short, or what's the main driver behind this?
Yeah, probably. I mean, would he have started McCausland anyway? I doubt it. Of course, necessity, if you want to stick to your system, then you've got a winger there. However, he's taking a real sore one, left the stadium in crutches, so he's not going to be fully fit. If you leave the stadium in crutches on Saturday, you're hardly going to be fully fit for Thursday, so there's going to be some hangover from that.
They're trained, though, so you can't be that far away.
Yeah, but
trains, he's fit.
When you're going to a place like Benfica, they're going to try and move you about the pitch. It's important that Rangers stay rigid and solid and shut off the middle of the pitch as much as they can. That's why I thought they'd go with the extra midfielder in there.
No, the only thing, I wouldn't be surprised, but the only thing that sways me towards he'll stick with his four is he'll try and get a couple of guys in the wide areas, because we listened to the lad on Tuesday talking about Benfica and he pinpointed their weak spots were the fullback areas. Now, I know that you can argue we'll get Tavernier and Yilmaz high up the pitch and cause them problems. So, I know what the boys are saying. I'm going to say he'll stick with a back four.
Paul, what Rangers have obviously had a lot of successful nights in European competition in the last few seasons. There's a title race very much on at the moment as well. How do you feel about this competition this time round?
Normally, I'm all for Europe and every competition, but I would even be as far to say happily go out of this competition at this stage, because we've got far too many injuries and I feel more games, more injuries, and I think we should just be concentrating on the league. Obviously, Scottish Cup would be a good bonus, but for me, it's league, and that's the reason being we need to stop Celtic, and it could be a total game changer. If we win the league, the money that Rangers are going to get in, plus we're already seeing a collapse by Celtic with the thought of losing the league, so what are they going to be like when they actually do lose it?
This notion of concentrating on the league, I don't know if, well, Philippe Clement sort of outlined he's not on board with that. That's not in his line of thinking. You get the logic of the more games you play, the higher risk you are of injury, but the Europa League run to the final a couple of seasons ago, Rangers were going extra time and coming back and then going extra time against Celtic, and it didn't look like it was a it was such an issue. What about this time around?
I can take on board what the fans are thinking, because I think the league this year, because it's so close, Gordon, the excitement of it week in, week out, we've seen that at the weekend, the drama of it, both clubs are so desperate to win, it's so important this season. I'm against that. I think if you're in the competition, concentrating one game at a time, it's all cliche. I think Clement's brilliant at that. I don't think he's even looking, because we always sometimes talk about managers, oh, he's maybe got one eye in a hard, hard cup game Sunday away to Hibs. Clement's not that type of manager. He's in it to win it. I think it's the right attitude. I know the injury situation. They've got a big squad. They've got good players. I think you just keep going, because I don't think fitness will come into it at all. You highlighted last year when they went to extra time, and I think it was Bassey at Hampden.
A couple of seasons before last.
Yeah. And we were sitting at Hampden watching, and it was incredible, the fitness of the lads. So I think the more competitions you're in, and especially when you're getting closer to finals and winning things, the more exciting it comes for everyone involved, and obviously you make more money as well. So I like the attitude of the Rangers manager. I think he's in to win every single game.
Because what would that look like anyway, Paul? Is that, you know, Jack Butland doesn't play and Robbie McCrory does, or Ben Davies does get a game? You know, like, what would that, this concentrating on the league, what would that look like?
I just think I'd still play my strongest team, but I think it'd be a blessing if we do get knocked out. I just think we've got too much on. Like a previous caller said, we'd a much stronger squad when we got to the Europa League final. We'd plenty of wingers, we'd striker options. I mean, this year, you know, we're to the bare bones at the moment, and the fact that we don't even have a winger fit for tonight, that's if McCausland doesn't make it, just shows you. And at the start of the season, where was McCausland? He was nowhere to be seen, and he's came through and he's done well, the boy, but in a real good Rangers team, he wouldn't be a first choice winger.
Yeah, but I'll throw this back at you, Paul. Right, so I know what you're saying. I can take on board what you're saying, and the league's so important to you. But then you can go, right, okay, we get knocked out against Benfica. What happens if you go through on Sunday, get knocked out Scottish Cup against Hibs? All of a sudden, you're not in the greatest place. I know you can say, well, we're putting all our eggs in one basket. I don't think you can treat competitions like that. I don't think especially teams like Rangers and Celtic can go along and say, tell you what, we'll pick ourselves to go, we'll get knocked out of Europa League. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I think that's the wrong mindset for me.
Thanks, Paul. We'll see what happens between now and the end of the evening. If Rangers are to go far in this competition, I wonder how they'd feel about taking on Liverpool 3-0 away to Sparta Prague at halftime. An absolute stunner from Darwin Nunez just before the halftime whistle, his second of the evening, 3-0 up heading in to the break. Rangers fans, keep your calls coming on tonight's game. All your thoughts on what you've heard so far, what the team lineup should be and all the rest of it, get them over to us as soon as you can. There is another story that we mentioned in the headlines, and that's that Alejandro Bernabe is leaving Celtic to join Brazilian club Internacional on loan till the end of the year. I think everyone knows the story. The left back, he's not really become a regular with Celtic and has left in search of first team football. Last I checked, I don't actually know if Celtic have announced that yet, have they? I see it coming from the Brazilian side, although there is every chance. I did miss that as we were preparing for the show. No, not yet. Not yet. Let's bring in John and get his take on that. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, you?
Right, Mark, that's up.
John.
Right. Well, I think it's a good move for the guy, and because he seems to have a bit of an attitude problem. As I spoke to the guy there on the producer, I mean, you've got skills that can play left back. Plus, I've tried to go on this before about the young boy. I think, is it Fraser you call the lad? Come on against Feyenoord.
Frame.
Yeah. Same, and he's never been seen since. So
he's
I
injured,
don't know what the script
maybe.
Is. Was he injured?
I don't think he was immediately was after. No, I don't think so.
The boy's done thing, me. The boy's done good when he came. He didn't look out of place, and as I say, Scales done well with Aberdeen last year. So I think it's a good get him off the get him away and just to see maybe he comes back with a better attitude. I was an option to buy.
Yeah, he may well be injured now, by the way, for what it's worth. But I know he was available after that appearance. What do you think, Mark? Gordon Dalziel, he tried and he tried. He was a big Burnaby fan. He tried to tell us he would come good. It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, look, you know my thoughts on Burnaby when he came. Didn't really do it for me straight from the off. I know you have to give players time. But then I think, you know, John mentions the attitude. I don't know the lad, but you know, just the stories that you hear in the newspaper and the late comings, and he was driving offences, he was done with. He never really seemed to take it serious enough. And that was my issue with him. And that, I think that translated onto the pitch. Every time I seen him playing, he just didn't perform to the level it's required at Celtic. And then his last appearance, of course, you point the finger for him. At him for the goal conceded at the back post. Again, that desire to defend the box just wasn't there from him. Now, I'm sure he'll go to the Brazilian club and he'll fit straight back in with whatever the recruitment team's seen in him, because, you know, he seemed to have a wee bit going forward and that wee burst, but just not the real quality that fitted in with anything Celtic. So don't think it's any surprise, but I've got to think that Brendan Rodgers has looked at Anthony Ralston in that position coming off the bench in recent weeks and filling in there from time to time to think that that's enough to cover.
Do you think it's enough?
Well, not in the long term, certainly not, but there's nothing he can do about it now. What's the choice between Ralston playing at left back or continue with Burnaby as your backup? I would have Ralston. I think it means more to Ralston. I think he's a better defender. Of course, you miss the left-sided. Ralston's always going to come in. But look, I played a lot of my Celtic career. Left-back, it can be done. So I would rather Ralston...
You were a specialist at it.
Yeah.
I think there's a few question marks next to that. I didn't want to
blow my own trumpet there. But look, if you had to ask me, Greg Taylor's injured tomorrow, who would you rather, Burnaby or Ralston at left-back? I would have Ralston all day long.
So what do you think, John? Is that just something, just grin and bear it, Scales if he has to, Ralston if he has to, and address it in the summer?
I agree with Mark there as well, but as I heard one of the stories, Mark and Gordon, on the blogs, that apparently they might get Tierney in the summer, a wee cup price deal, so that'd be a good signing, getting Tierney back, but I don't know if that's viable, know what I mean?
I mean, I've got absolutely no idea how true that is, Mark, if it's Facebook talk. I mean, what I would certainly say to people is don't believe everything you read on Facebook, that's for sure, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the Celtic fans would like that, wouldn't they?
No, Tierney back, of course. Who wouldn't they? I mean, I think there'll be a queue of teams looking to get Tierney if he's not going to, you know, fit back in at Arsenal. Like, Tierney is undoubtedly a Celtic fan. I'm sure he would love to come back and represent the club again. But when he's in the peak of his career, he's earning X amount of pounds. Celtic will never be able to match it. And unfortunately, I just cannot see that happening this summer.
Thanks to John, 01419511025. It's Twitter at Clyde SSB. If you want to get your calls in, please do. We're not far away from team news in Lisbon. So whilst we get ready for that, let me tell you about this. Clyde One. Make me a winner. Back to winning ways. Thanks to Caroline, last time out on Make Me a Winner. She's planning to take her daughter to Florida and donate to a dog charity, amongst other things. But we could make you, the winner, of £160,000 tomorrow when we make the call, only obviously if you're in the draw. So text yes to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com with online entries costing £2, or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It is over 18s only, and all the rules for this network competition can be found online. If you get the call from us after 3 p.m. tomorrow, answer within 5 rings, say make me a winner straight away, and that's how you win the £160,000. Text yes to 61025.
141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
An hour and 15 minutes away from kickoff in Lisbon, so we'll have team news very soon for you. We are on Twitter, and Moan the Jags, Mark Wilson, has responded to your claim about a glass eye being buried under the pitch at Firhill, belonging to a gentleman named Deadeye Dick. Aye. Unrelated to the reason that Gordon Dalziel's going to the doctors tomorrow, he said. However, Mon the Jags has tweeted to say, after the Mushrooms claim about Dead Eye Dick, it's true that watching Thistle could sometimes bring tears to a glass eye.
Ah, there we go. See,
so still no confirmation as to whether it's true or not.
What size of pitch is that? What are they going to find next?
What are you showing him on your phone?
I'm showing him the newspaper article. And it's from the...
I'm ready for a comeback.
Show him.
It's from the Sunday Post, November 7th, 1971.
Brilliant.
There you are. And the story is keeping a glass eye on Thistle.
Show him that picture of why you're going to the doctor in the morning.
No, thanks.
Show him that picture you were showing us earlier.
I see that. That'll put me off my dinner.
My ankle, big swollen ankle.
Let's bring in Thomas.
They'll be having sausages for dinner.
Let's bring in Thomas, who's a Celtic fan. Thomas, what do you think of Burnaby being allowed to leave?
Hi, Gordon. Hi, Dan. How much?
Hello,
Thomas.
I think it's strange, Gordon. I know he wasn't very good. I didn't rate him either when he came, you know. And at a time when we're losing a left back, you know, another left back, obviously Greg Taylor's out injured, when we've only got Ralston and Mitchell Frame. I would like to see Mitchell Frame coming in and getting a wee shot. You know what I mean? He's not going to get any better if you don't play him. You know, I just feel that we're running out of left backs and we're going left back go. Again, I find it strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's 9 appearances for Burnaby this season. The cup game against St Mirren, that was me. So I got a bit of praise for that, because he came in for the couple of games there, didn't he? The Hibs game on the Wednesday that Celtic won, stayed in for the St Mirren game in the cup, and it felt like maybe that was just maybe even the beginning of something, Mark. And then I guess not. I guess it was a false dawn.
Yeah, look, I always go back to the manager and the coaching team, how often they see these players compared to the fans that go to the game or us in televised games. We get to see them every now and then if they're selected. Guys like Burnaby will come in for one game and you never see him again for, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, and you'll see him a wee bit of him coming on off the bench. These guys see him every day. So Brendan Rodgers, his coaching team, have obviously assessed that and thought, why keep him about? You know, the boy obviously wants to go and play. His last performance maybe showed that he wasn't at the right fit. His heart maybe wasn't in it to see them through this title race, and that he's got an option there in Ralston or Frame. Now, the problem that I see with Thomas is suggesting just play Frame anyway, because they like to see young players. I'd like to see young players, more young players come through at Celtic, no doubt about it. However, you're pitching in a young player at a crucial time of the season where you're in a real title race where every game is crucial in these 9 remaining games, and you're coming off the back of a defeat at Tynecastle. There's no way I think you can pitch a young boy into that. I think it'd be unfair on the kid pitching him in and go sink or swim, because if something does materialise, you lose a goal down his side, the fans automatically judge him. And it's okay, this notion, oh no, the fans win it, it's a young player. Not when something's on the line at the minute. So blood them in at the start of the season or cup games. Don't think it's the right time now.
Did you have any hope left for Burnaby, Thomas, or is it time to try and move on?
See, I didn't think he would have cut it when it first came. God, you know, he lost the ball too many times, and he just looked lost. You know, he was just running about, got a hellish check, no dead anything, you know, and it's just, I mean, good luck to the boy, you know, good luck to him. But as I say, he would have made it at Celtic anyway.
Yeah, much like Mark Wilson at the Masters, really. Running about like a headless chicken. I can actually see similarities.
Until I see that plane leaving the tarmac, I'm still holding out.
Still backing him up. Why did you like him so much?
I don't know, there's something about him. I thought if he'd knuckled down, given a good opportunity. But he lost me at Celtic. I can't remember the game it was, and I was watching him, and I don't know if it was Ross County, but it went up the right-hand side and he was jogging back, and I thought, you're not going to last long with that.
By the way, that's a bit of a point there. All his decent games, and there was very few of them, came away from home. You know, at Celtic Park, can I really remember him standing out any time that you went, you know, he's got a chance here. He's really a good backup to Taylor. He was always found wanting. And teams, I think, played in that. I think, no doubt about it, I think other managers would have seen his name in the team sheet and said, that's an area we can get.
Speaking of Celtic loans, what about Mikey Johnson? 8 games for West Brom, 4 goals, most of them screamers. I wonder if anyone's got any interest in what that means for his future. He could let us know. But in the meantime, we do have team news in Lisbon. Andrew McLean.
Yeah, well, the big question was, is Ross McCausland going to be fit for a start? Well, the answer is no. He only makes the bench. It looks as if the solution for Philip Clement is to just play players out of position on the wing. That's going to be Dujon Sterling and Fabio Silva in those wide areas. The 11 in full, Jack Butland in goal, the back four, James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, John Souter and Ridvan Yilmaz. The two holding midfielders, John Lundstrom and Mohamed Diamande, with Tom Lawrence playing slightly more advanced. Dujon Sterling on the right, Fabio Silva on the left, and Cyril Dessers is leading the line for Rangers tonight. The substitutes, McCrory Wright, that's Kieran Wright, the goalkeeper, not Scott Wright, who's injured. Jack, Roof, Davies, Barisic, King, Raskin, McCausland, Efeko, Fraser and McKinnon.
There we are. Andrew McLean, I'm sure, will give us some Benfica team news or just some headlines from it when he's got them. Gordon, what jumps out from the Rangers team for you?
Well, the opinion from Mark in the caller, and I totally understand where they were coming from, was would he flick to a back five, play two wing backs? But I like the look of that, because Sterling can play there. No problem, he's played there before. Silva and Dessers in the same team, he'll give Silva probably that free role in to out, you know, he'll come into the middle of the park, and then obviously when the right backs come down, he'll have to do a shift back the way. Cut them sitting midfield players. Lundstrom's in terrific form. Look, he's got good players on the pitch, and he's got players there that can get him a goal. There's no doubt in that. He's not went there to shut up shop and go, we'll have a 0-0 here, we'll try for a 0-0. Yes, it will be difficult, but he's got players there that can create things and get him a goal. And I think that's a positive side from what he's got to pick with.
I mean, Mark, I guess there is a lack of natural width in an attacking sense, but there are other ways to go about it. But that's one thing that you would have to acknowledge about that starting 11.
Oh, without doubt. You know, Sterling, Rangers fans looking at that, Sterling's played there and he's done a decent, half-decent job on that left-hand side if that's where he's going to start the game. Look, your width had to come through your fullbacks. You know, Yilmaz and Tavernier, they're not shy in getting up and getting round these guys. I think Silva will automatically drift in. Don't think he's going to hug the touchline. So you're leaving that full side for Tavernier to get him down. But it's brave. I mean, he could have went with another centre-half, but he decided to stick with his formation, a formation that's working well for Rangers at the minute, especially with those midfielders, Diamande, Lundstrom and Lawrence. So, yeah, listen, it's bold, and you wouldn't bet against them scoring. They have got goals in their team. That's the thing with Rangers. They've got goals at the opposite end of the pitch, but it's if they can keep that clean sheet.
Look, there is no Theo Bear in the Benfica team, so that'll be a relief to Connor Goldson and John Souter. But on a more serious note, Rangers will be looking for a more solid defensive performance than they put in against Motherwell at the weekend.
I think the two centre-halves will certainly come under the spotlight tonight. I didn't think they'd their best games for Rangers. I think the criticism of Goldson is way over the top for me. He's had a couple of poor games this season, but you know, throughout his career and even this season as well, the lad's been excellent. You've got to give him that. And the minute he has a poor game because the standards drop a little bit, which happens in football, he does come under a bit of criticism. I've heard it. His legs have gone and all this nonsense. But because of what happened at the weekend and you're away from home, you need a big defensive display tonight, then they'll come under the spotlight. Of that, there's no doubt. But the saving grace for Rangers back four is they know that if Benfica get through, there's still a lot to do to score because they've got one of the best goalkeepers going about.
Yeah, without doubt. I was listening to somebody else speak the other day and they were saying about him getting recalled for England. And you know what? He certainly deserves it. When you're playing at this level, people always look down in the Scottish League and the Premiership, well, he should keep clean sheets. But other teams do get chances. He's made some top saves this season, but when you're playing at this level in Europe, this is the one that really, you know, makes you stand out and make Gareth Southgate sit up and take notice. And it could be a big night for him. I'm sure he'll be called upon numerous occasions, but they've got a trustworthy goalkeeper behind them, that back four.
Let's hear from Philip Clement then. Let's get his pre-match thoughts ahead of this one.
You don't have much to lose. And normally you're the favourite. You need to win. You need to be dominant. You need to score a lot of goals. Expectations are high. In this case, you need to be realistic. You know they have more than double of your budget. But we are really ambitious. We're going to work really hard to get a result in the two games and to qualify. So we are also convinced, all of us, that it's not only about money and about budget, but about a lot of other things, and that we're going to show our quality and we're going to work really hard to get the results in the two games.
It's that time of the night already, would you believe? Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here on 0141 951 1025. So get your calls in. It's a huge night of European football. We're building up to kick off between Benfica and Rangers. So any thoughts you have whatsoever on that game, on the competition, on the team that's been chosen tonight, pick up that phone and let us know. Celtic fans, we've had a couple on looking at the departure of Alejandro Bernabe. What do you make of that? Is it the right time to part ways? Does it leave you light back there? We mentioned before the break, I think we're up to 4 goals already for Mikey Johnson. Is that a sign that he could come back and do anything? Or is it again best that the loan is a sign of things to come? Keep your calls coming, whatever is on your mind, and we'll play this first. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. Right, Beat the Pundit time. Mark Wilson, you're currently the best of the rest.
Yeah.
Did you know, amongst the pundits?
I would have guessed it if
so,
you asked me.
Roger and Andy and Kenny, 100% records out in front. Can't grumble. You're the best of the rest.
Yeah. How far?
He's actually doing pretty well. Yeah, he's 77% now.
Good.
I'm the 100th winner.
Yeah.
Right?
It says on here that you're the worst of the regulars, apparently.
No, I'm not. That's total nonsense.
18 wins from 31. 58% winner.
I had a 5-0 the other night.
I don't care.
You're not doing your homework enough during the day. What are you getting up to during the day?
Many games have I played?
31.
I take cramp now and Beat the Pundit. I've played that many. Many's he played.
But he's only on one night a week.
Only on once.
Right, but it doesn't matter because I toss a coin because, right, so many
excuse
games
me.
He played.
It's just
a toss a coin.
Uh-huh.
So I might, on a Tuesday, I might never play. If it comes down the wrong way, I might never play. So I'm not buying that. He's only on once. Many as he played.
So you don't think by being on the amount of shows that you've got more chance of the coin going your way?
Hold on. He's only on once. How long ago since you went into Party Thistle?
I'll just keep this conversation going with Gordon. I'm enjoying this.
A month? 2 months. How long have you been at Party?
I've been in there since October.
There you go.
Thanks for paying attention.
No, that's his first question, Ron.
I'm wondering where you were on a Tuesday.
Aaron is in Motherwell. How's it going, Aaron?
How's it going? Not too bad.
Have you ever played before?
I've not played at home.
It needs to be the Motherwell derby with the Dazzler, really, doesn't it?
Of course.
Oh boy,
where do you live, Aaron?
Don't tell him.
No, tell him.
Exactly.
I've got to drop the ball off for you.
No.
If I win, you can do that.
Exactly. Well, Aaron, you're not getting it now.
Heads, it's Mark Wilson. Tails, it is Gordon Dalziel. And I'm afraid we've spoiled it. It's tails, Mark Wilson against Aaron from Motherwell. So give Mark Wilson some greatest hits radio to listen to so he can't hear what's going on in here. And Aaron, if you've played at home, you will know the drill. 30 seconds, answer as many as you can. And if you'd rather pass and move on, that is fine by me, okay?
Sounds good.
Top man, your time starts now. Name the only Benfica player currently on loan in the Scottish Premiership.
Pass.
Who's Rangers' top scorer in the Europa League this season?
Cyril Dessers.
Name the last side that Scotland men's team played against.
Pass.
In what decade did Raith Rovers last play in the Scottish top flight?
90s.
Name any British side Kyle Lafferty played for between his Rangers spells.
Norwich City.
Who managed more Celtic games, Ronnie Dyla or Ange Postecoglou?
Ronnie Dyla.
Which Premiership side have conceded the most league goals in Scotland this season?
St Johnstone.
Okay, let's bring him back. Mark Wilson, can you hear us?
Yes.
You ready?
Yep. You see the questions all right with that? Yeah. Aye.
I've got another one.
Okay.
It works fine.
Yeah.
Hey, you ready?
Just checking.
Hey. Get off to a good start or you'll struggle. That's all I'm saying. A wee bit of advice.
Great advice.
Jump the first fence or you're a follower.
I take it as your team talk. Right, you got a good start. You're still struggling.
First 30 seconds. Mark Wilson starts now. Name the only Benfica player currently on loan in the Scottish Premiership.
Oh, Bernardo.
Who's Rangers' top scorer in the Europa League this season?
Dessers.
Who was the last side that Scotland men's team played against?
Norway.
In what decade did Raith Rovers last play in the Scottish top flight?
90s.
Name any British team that Kyle Lafferty played with between his Rangers spells.
Johnson Borough. Oh no. Burnley. No. Hearts.
Kilmarnock. Anything?
Oh,
that's
a blank there.
Wow.
My
goodness. Wow. Johnson Borough, you might get.
Aaron, what do you think?
I think I've won that.
Oh, come on, Aaron.
We'll find out.
Big percentage, boys, going right down now.
Who's the only Benfica player on loan in the Premiership? Paulo Bernardo. Mark Wilson, 1-0 up.
I messed up that one.
Rangers top scorer in the Europa League. You both went Dessers. It's Sima. It's Abdallah Sima.
You just forget. Out of sight, out of mind.
I have to say, if I had to pick a type of question that I would dislike the most, it would be exactly that. Name the last team Scotland men's team played. You know how I feel about Scotland, and I'm not sure I would have remembered it was Norway.
Yes, Norway. I remember.
Such a guess.
No, I remember the game.
Did Dan get that?
No.
It was a good night.
What was the score?
3-2-0. 3-3, of course.
Hold on. Aaron's shouting on the thing, mate. I think I've won. 2-0 done.
However, there is time. What decade did Raith Rovers last play in the top flight? What do you
90s.
Mean? Yes, the 90s. Yes. But Aaron got that as well.
That's all right.
So he stays two behind. Name any British side Kyle Lafferty played for between his Rangers spells.
May have mucked this one up.
Norwich, Birmingham, Hearts. Aaron pulls one back. Aaron pulls one back. Who managed more games for Celtic?
Oh, I didn't get
this. You didn't get this far.
I know.
So it all comes down to this.
Oh, I know.
Ronnie Dyla or Ange Postecoglou?
Oh, it's got to be Ange Postecoglou.
Aaron said Ronnie Dyla.
I would agree with that. Dyla.
Is Ronnie.
Is it?
Dyla
Postecoglou was only here for 10 minutes.
Ah, but he had all the Champions League games.
It was only by five.
Well done, Aaron. Tiebreaker.
Well done, Aaron. We're off to the tiebreaker.
Right.
Get me worried there, Aaron, with your confidence saying I've won that.
Have you got a good record in tiebreakers?
Who was the team that scored the...
Oh, sorry, you're right. You got one more question, Aaron. How could I forget?
Oh, Aaron.
No.
You're not fooling Aaron to Motherwell.
Which Premiership side have conceded the most league goals? Aaron said St Johnson.
Oh, no.
It's Dundee.
Yes, Aaron.
Can you believe that, by the way? It's Dundee.
See, I can't believe that.
See the Kyle left.
The seven,
I suppose.
See the Kyle left.
40 or 49.
Is Kamanik on there?
Was that after his second Rangers spell? I can't remember.
Okay,
you're nudging me, Cinco Mar.
It doesn't matter anyway, right?
Come on, Aaron.
Here's I won the last tiebreaker.
Mark Wilson, let's write this down before Aaron speaks. So, how many clean sheets have been kept in the Scottish Premiership this season? Write it down. How many clean sheets in the Scottish Premiership this season? What are you going for, Aaron?
Oh, catch yourself on.
There aren't many.
64.
There aren't many.
Oh, my word.
Aaron says 64. Mark Wilson says 40. It is. You're both miles away, which means Aaron is the winner. It's 104. 40.
Been a lot of goals. It's been entertaining this year.
Do you want me to drop the ball off, Aaron?
Yes, indeed.
Where do you live?
Can I see it?
You don't need me give me your address.
Just give him a rough area.
But Turfin.
Oh no, that's rough, mate. No, I'm not going to.
I did say a rough area, didn't I?
No. You'll need to come in. You'll need to meet me in the motorway or something. I'm not going up there.
That's
it. Meet him there. Right. Thanks very much to Aaron.
Keep my tires.
On the line, 01419511025. That is the number you need to get your calls in.
40? How many games?
It's difficult when you're put in the spot, I know.
Right, but between
29,
probably off the top of my head, Jack Butland plus Xander Clark plus one other is probably 40. That's before
you're right. You're right. It was a good 80 out there.
It was not great. Not great.
I was poor with Lafferty.
Anyway, when you've got a high percentage like myself, You can afford yourself to.
How many percent does that not come down the ladder?
I honestly don't know. I don't think it's that
all
important.
Of a sudden, you're very smart when it comes to me.
Yeah, because it's
but
written
when
down,
it comes to Wilson,
I've got it written down in front of me.
That's
they've,
a different.
They've got it in for you.
I hope your eyes really sore.
It is. Believe me, it's getting worse.
How cruel is that? How cruel is that?
I'm enjoying
your eyes really sore. He is. He's under the weather tonight. You can tell.
Every time you ask a question, aye.
Oh aye.
That's you down to 71%.
71%.
I'm catching.
If we go in there, Carol Vorderman calculating that in that time.
Somebody with a calculator, it shouldn't take too much.
Who's at the bottom of that list? I want to know. Name them, shame them.
I don't have the full list. I do actually.
Hugh Keevans.
No.
Keevans is doing all right.
Of the regulars, who's got 70%? You're just hanging on above
Marvin.
No, he's 60%. He's all right.
Is Marvin
above
me?
Him?
Yeah.
That's a poor
right.
Nothing against Marvin.
Forget everything. Who's below me?
Charlie. But he's only played four times.
We should have got that.
There we go. He's only played four times. There we go. But anyway, it's rich coming from you, because last time you teamed up with Charlie, I exposed you both on Twitter because you couldn't identify a picture of Abraham Lincoln who was in the corner of this studio.
I was only kidding.
No, you were.
I was winding Charlie up.
Let's quickly go back to Lisbon, and Andrew McLean can tell us anything we need to know from the Benfica side.
Yeah, well, you wondered whether it would be wholesale changes after that devastating 5-0 defeat to Porto at the weekend. It's four changes for them coming into this one. I'll just mention a few of the big names. Nicolas Otamendi, of course, hugely experienced. He keeps his place in the team despite the fact that he was sent off at the weekend. Interestingly, the last time Rangers were drawn against Benfica in this competition, he was sent off in that tie as well. So I think Rangers would quite like if he made it three this time round. Angel Di Maria, another World Cup winner, along with Nicolas Otamendi in 2022. He's of course had a glittering career with the likes of Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain. He is 36 years old now, but he's still putting in good numbers for goals and assists this season. But I think the man to look out for, he'll be playing in the number 10 position, Rafa Silva, Portuguese international, 17 goals, 14 assists this season in all competitions. So he's certainly the man that they'll be looking to do the damage at the top end of the pitch.
I mean, Mark Wilson, Rangers have, in the past few seasons, they've earned the right for us to consider these ties as being ones that they can go and do something. You know, they've, like I say, they've built up that reputation. But still, every time when you hear the opposition team news and you're talking about World Cup winners, it does highlight the size of the task.
Oh, without doubt, it's going to be a difficult night for Rangers, and players that can make a real difference, match winners in their side. But look, that's what the Rangers starting 11, the subs who come on, you know, relish just the opportunity to put yourself against these players. And Philippe Clement is a manager as well. Look, he's been there. He's managed against some of the greatest players in the world at his time, you know, different countries. So he understands how difficult it is. But it's going to be difficult to keep a clean sheet. And you go back to Motherwell, no disrespect to Bear or Vale or anybody like that, or Spittle, you are talking about a level 10 times above. So
steady.
I've told you about when we played against Di Maria one time in Benfica, didn't I, in Toronto. So we went to Toronto with Celtic, and I was in the squad, and Andy Hinkle was there, and they read the team out, and Andy Hinkle was right back, and I thought, I'm not playing. And I was playing right mid, you know, he named it, and I thought, oh, right, okay. And right mid's okay. Di Maria was playing left wing, and I've never been so happy. He nutmegged Andy Hinkle four times in the first half.
He's about 40 now, mate. Don't worry about it.
I know, but he's still unbelievable player.
Yeah.
So just an unreal talent. So that's the levels you're playing.
So you played it right mid?
I played right mid.
Track back and help Andy Hinkle out.
Double up.
Because at the games that really mattered, I wanted Hinkle dropped.
Yeah,
didn't
to play right back.
So I'm saying, Andy, you've got him.
You hang him out to dry in a friendly, get him embarrassed by Di Maria so that you play it right back in the competitive.
And you know
games.
What? I did find myself back in the team not long after that under Mowbray.
So did you walk in the dressing room and go like to him, going to get a bit tighter, you?
Get tighter.
That would really spotlight you sitting and me going to
the That was Mowbray.
Oh, was it Mowbray?
It was Mowbray. Aye, it was at the team Hinkle was in. Until Di Maria got a hold of him, and the rest was history. And so was Mowbray after that, actually.
Sorry, Andy, if you're listening. Davey's on the line. Davey, we've just, you know, highlighted the size of the task when you hear some of those Benfica players, but can Rangers do it?
Of course we can, Gordon. Even Gordon and Mark.
Hello.
Davey. Of course we can. I don't know, over the last few years, We've been absolutely fantastic. And I think tonight, I'm not a Wilson fan, but I think tonight we keep the big door closed. And I think we can either get a draw or nick this just by a single goal. I think we're good enough to do that against Benfica.
Right, and this is going to seem like I'm me grasping at a mad opportunity to praise Theo Bear again, right? This is, bear with me. I'm not saying Theo Bear's better than the Benfica strike force, right? Bear with me. But you've spoke about the challenge there, you know, sometimes the difference of jumping from the, you know, domestic football. Are there those sort of mad comparisons that actually there's a certain style of player sometimes in Scotland that you really don't like coming up against, and as good as European players are, they might just be a style that, that you're more comfortable with?
Oh, without doubt. I mean,
I don't think like that Bear or Blair was attacking goal Sunday, and he knew his weakness and he was brilliant at it. We got a different game tonight, and I never really actually heard it as a Goldstein shooter.
Yeah.
Right. Preparing for me. I love big shooting. He's a great player. And I think tonight we've got enough in the tank that keep a draw, I think we could nick just a single goal victory as well. I mean, good enough. And I think these nights suit us down. And our manager, as you were saying a wee while ago, he doesn't look two games ahead. It's the next game of the game he's playing. He's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, look, the challenges are different in Europe. The pace of the game, the way it's actually just played out is much different. Having been in both sides yet, and, you know, from a Wednesday to a Saturday, hugely different. So, like, a lot of the game might just be played in front of Rangers. European teams, much more technical, much more methodical in their build-up. But when they get in the final third, they've got those little sharp bursts. The problem with Rangers and Bear and how he faced up with them was, you know, Motherwell waiting to counter-attack, and when they did spring a counter-attack, Bear was that physical presence that he could just bounce Suter off or bounce Goldson off and then runners up to support them. It's going to be a different task for the Rangers back four tonight. They may be camped there for some time, but that might just suit them. Like you said, they've been there before, they've been camped in their 18-yard line before, happy to have everything in front of them. Might just have to go that way tonight to have any success.
Yeah, I think it'll be difficult. Can they get something? Definitely for me. But every part of the team will need to work from the front, midfield, defence. Obviously, they've got the reliable goalkeeper as well. You look at Goldson, and I'm coming in for a bit of criticism. I said earlier, I think it's a bit unfair. I think he's been brilliant. He's been off it a couple of games this season, no doubt about that. I can understand that. Suter, for instance, you look at the weekend as well. He was very soft for the Bears' first goal. You know, Velda's brilliant, but if you're a defender, you're looking to do a lot better. If Rangers got to get something tonight successively over there and keep this tie alive, mm-hmm. which I think they will do, the two centre-halves have got to be strong and solid tonight, and I think they could be.
Davey, one of the previous callers was speaking, what was the phrase he used? It would be a blessing if Rangers went out and focused on the league. You sound like you're more interested in going right at it in all competitions.
Well, listen, I heard the guy saying that. For me, the league will take care of itself, right? I think the Hibs game is Sunday. I think we'll be Hibs on Sunday. I want to go for all four. Go for all four. Because Gordon says, can he sit back and say if we get put out tonight, then we'll win the league? Because if you lose the league and you lose tonight, then you've lost everything. I think you've got to go having this in front of you. And I think once we get our players back over the next 2 weeks, the injured players, I think the league, and hopefully after Sunday we beating Hibs, the couple look after itself as well. So, no, for me, Gordon, go steam ahead, go for all. And see, can I just mention a wee thing about the weekend pass, right? It's a connect to listening about the Rangers tonight for a change in Europe. But see, we get back to the weekend where both Rangers and Celtic go beat.
Yeah.
Right? The Celtic fans were speaking about a still photograph of Yang on the hard player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not see the Rangers game on Saturday, but I did see a picture in the paper of the tackle on Ross McCausland. Now, going that single tackle, I would have thought the guy would have been sent off. Apparently, he wasn't even booked.
No, wasn't even a foul, Davey.
Right? Well, if you go to the Yang one Sunday, now, I feel younger, but I'm sure it was Yang who got the penalty just not long before he was sent off. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. If the referee didn't give that, the Celtic fans are saying, but doesn't he give that, he has to book him?
No, that's not really the way it works.
Well, I know it's no good because
what do you mean then?
Well,
not every time someone's not, just because it's not a foul doesn't mean it's a booking this. Just it's not always automatic like that, is it? There's loads of challenges that aren't fouls but aren't dives either.
No, but well, at the same point then, but we're speaking about the lad, what was the Celtic right back who gave away the penalty again?
When?
Against Hearts.
No, Iwata, the handball.
Right. If you look at the Rangers game, the Celtic game, Johnson had two handballs in the same game and there was no penalty kick. It goes around and it comes around, Gordon. Things happen. I was quite disappointed how Brendan Rodgers signalled out the VAR man on Sunday as well. So I think these things are high pressure this time of the season. I think we've been 2 points behind. If it was my team on Sunday, I'd be thinking, well, we're going top of the league today if we beat Hearts. I think it was difficult. So I think on Sunday, with Celtic getting beat, Rangers getting beaten Saturday, it was quite refreshing, to be honest with you, for Hearts and Marlow. But looking forward, I think we've enough in the tank to take the league. I think we've enough in the tank, certainly, to beat Hibs on Sunday. And hopefully we get a good result tonight, either a draw or a victory. And just my last one on Sunday, Gordon, I think Yang was involved in a few things just before he goes sent off as well. So as we say in the west of Scotland, two Yangs don't make a right.
Oh my goodness.
No.
You've built up to that for about 6 minutes.
Oh, you can
I was
see
wondering
that
where that was, yeah. was going. Yeah. You're practicing that in the mirror this morning. Wow. He's had his big moment. Well done, Davey. Yeah. Let me tell you about this before we go any further.
Clyde One. Celebrating the first 50 years.
Oh my goodness.
The more you think about it, the more he's set it up brilliantly. Actually,
it was took too long.
Everybody took around the radio listening. When you'll hear it, when you'll hear it.
It took too long because he went back to Europe yourself, and then Davey. Went back to the domestic stuff.
Every time you text, God, brilliant, Davey. I heard it. My five.
Excellent, Davey.
Our third act has been announced for Clyde One Live, and it's Davey from Hamilton. It's actually Emily Sandy. Have I ever told you my Emily Sandy story?
Yeah,
it's a good story, that, isn't it?
Have you told
it? Tell us it again.
Can you tell it now?
Yeah, I won't tell you the full details, but I was mates with a guy at uni.
This is
way back, and he said, "Do you want to come and see my girlfriend? She's a singer." It was just in a bar in Glasgow, you know, behind the Tron Gate. She's a bar in Glasgow. Yeah. She's a singer. So, and I'd met her. Her name was Adele, and I went to watch her, and I thought that's very good, and went about my business. And then, like a year later, she ditched her first name, started using her middle name, and is the artist now known as Emily Sandy.
Good story.
I was there at the ground floor, you know, as if I really knew that she had that star. I know nothing about music, yeah. So I couldn't have predicted
you could
it.
See it.
But anyway, she will be there with Amy McDonald, Callum Beattie, and more. More acts still to be announced, but it's the Oval Hydro, Friday 31st of May, and you can get your tickets at clyde1.com. Is the 31st of May. Gordon Diello will be there if that makes any difference. Mark Wilson, get it in the diary, and Clyde1.com for tickets.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here at 0141 951 1025 or Twitter at Clyde SSB. I thought we were about to get Trevor on the line, but he's not picking up. Trevor, if you're listening, you can give us a call back. We made it to half past seven without really talking about VAR. And I think that's what Trevor was going to bring up after quite a lively week, shall we say, on the topic. But whatever it is that's on your mind, please share it. And in the meantime, let me put this to the guys.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Meta Betting, the home of sports betting. 18 plus, be gamble aware, stay in control and bet responsibly.
When I say give them this question, I mean technically I don't have it because I'm for some reason a bit underprepared. So I'll just pad until producer Chris comes running in. You'll see his hand do that. You can see him stretch over and pass it to me any moment now, I would expect, depending how fast
he's moving.
Hurry up, Chris.
Here he comes.
Here he is. Run. Go on, Chris. Get your face in camera. Go on, Chris.
Ah,
he balled out.
See the stains.
What is he been up to?
Who knows? Right. Anyway, thanks to Stephen McCara for the question, and it's topical. I think you'll like it. Can you name 8 different Rangers players to score against Portuguese opposition in Portugal this century? So can you name 8 different Rangers players to score away in Portugal this century?
Right, who scored against Porto?
Against who, sorry?
Porto.
Okay. You just made up a team there for
yeah,
a second.
Stephen Whittaker.
Do you remember the opposition?
Aye. Sporting.
Yep, April 2008. Well done, Stephen Whittaker.
That's a good shout, Alan. That was. That's a great shout.
That's a memorable goal, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he dribbled die past people.
Like Morelos.
Yep, he's usually a good bet, isn't he? Yeah. Benfica, of all people.
Benfica.
Same opponent.
Tavernier must be in there.
You would think so, but no.
No.
Nope.
Oh, we're struggling, aren't we?
No. Just kidding.
You got anything else?
No. I'm just trying to get through all the
Scorers.
All the
likely scorers.
Yeah. Right, okay. Since 2000 did you say? Sorry, God.
Yes, this century.
Right, okay. That takes me back. Don't know where to, but it takes me back.
Still nothing.
Is there Golson? Set piece.
No, would you believe? Okay, no. So we'll leave that there. Thanks to Stephen for sending the question in. And the address you need if you want to submit a question is fulltime@clyde1.com.
Novo.
No, I'm delighted at that because nothing annoys me more than when you throw in stupid answers.
Just as he's ready.
Just as I'm ready to move on. So sorry. I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted that apologies. That was wrong. There we go. Get your calls in on the game. The cracker between Sparta Prague and Liverpool. I thought Liverpool had gone 5-1 up. Was that ruled out? Do we have a VAR or something like that?
Must be offside.
It's 4-1.
Offside.
Sparta Prague 1, Liverpool 4. So you Rangers fans who are not interested in just dropping out and focusing in the league, you might have your eye on other teams in this competition to see what could lie ahead.
Well, another team
I think
who
Liverpool
is
will go through by the looks of it.
Liverpool in a heated title race themselves with Man City, but you know,
the team
that they've put out, it's not as if they're keeping people for the weekend's fixtures. Rangers should do the same, play your strongest team when you're in the round of 16. Your aim has got to be to get to that final.
Size of these squads, though, you don't really sympathise with them, do you? I think they've got enough to fight it on a couple of fronts. I think last I checked, though, in terms of other British interest.
Brighton?
Yeah, I think Roma were beating them 2-0 in the first half.
We
should
be pouring an hour glass.
Oh, 4-0.
4-0. The Zerbe has to go then, like you said at the weekend.
He called it.
Is that right?
He's on fire. 4-0.
4-0.
4-0. Wow, that's not good, is it?
That shows the strength of this competition, because how good are Brighton to watch and how good have they been this season? But
and I was hoping Billy Gilmore hadn't played any part in it, but he did. He's just come off, so he's not ideal. Aston Villa, they're playing Ajax as well, aren't they? What's the score in that one? 0-0, I think. That's
Ajax, did you see Jordan Henderson?
Oh,
when he kicked the ball at
me a favour, I know.
Did you see it?
You would hate it. This is of all
grandstanding of the.
So he goes to like press, then it goes all the way back to the, is it the fullback or the goalkeeper? And he's, you know, pressing.
Yeah.
When he really shouldn't bother. There's just no need. And fair enough, he does and puts pressure on the goalie who kicks out the pitch, and he's like celebrating, cheering and celebrating to the crowd because he pressed.
I like that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's the sort of
shocking
thing.
You would have hated seeing this. It's not your cup of tea at all.
Because you hate it when defenders like celebrate a tackle.
Yeah.
Well, this is way worse than that. Much worse than that.
You hated when I was running about in the Masters and looking busy. This guy looked ultra busy.
Mate, you made a career out of that.
It's not wrong with that.
Do you know what actually cracked me up? I would have told you this privately, but I'm more excited to do it publicly. It just came back to me. I hope it's not a secret and I've spoiled it. But anyway, I got received a message from someone. You and I went to the same school, right? I mean, a long time in between.
Yeah.
And how can I put this without offending you? I would imagine our input at school was slightly different. Like, in terms of I went, right?
I'll give you that one.
Right, and I
can't deny that.
And when I went, it was all sports days.
Right, exactly. And I'm not sure what you took away from it either, but anyway.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a message asking if you and I would be willing to like share our memories of going to school.
Yours will be a short talk.
Well, there's a big park called the Duchess Park next to you. I could tell a few stories.
And I thought, like, there's a few factors at play here. First of all,
Come on, we'll do that.
It was the 70s. You don't remember what you did at 7 o'clock this morning. Secondly, you never went. And thirdly, when you did go, I'm not entirely sure what you learned. So goodness knows how you and I are supposed to share our memories of that fine educational institution.
Do you know something? It's one of, and if any of you kids are listening out there, get to school every day, get an education. Look where I've ended up beside these two. One eye and run
about. Public service announcement for kids everywhere.
But I'll always remember my last year there, and only for a grace of
God. When you were 11?
Yeah, when I turned up. I was told by the head teacher that as long as I sat up the back and kept quiet, they wouldn't put me out of school because I'd signed S form to be a pro footballer.
Privileges, honestly. So what, like it would look good because you were doing that? Or what do you mean? Why would they do that?
Well, basically, they thought I was...
disruptive.
That sort of thing. I wasn't putting enough into my homework and stuff like that.
I mean, that surprises me.
I could not see that coming.
Such a scholar. Yeah,
and you're one that's big in homework and studying now.
All my energy went into around football.
I know what your energy went into.
Those results around Europe, and you're right, he's on. Hugh Keevan says that De Zerbi is the Italian Neil Warnock. He's not happy. He's not happy at all. Anyway, let's bring in Ricky, who's on the line. How's it going, Ricky?
I'm all right, Gordon. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Gordon. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. What are you thinking tonight?
Well, once you mentioned about Burnaby earlier on, I worked for the NHS. I was speaking to a doctor yesterday, and he was told, or read this, that Dermot Desmond is coming to Celtic to do a clear out. Now, that's three players that I know it's gone. Burnaby, Abada, and Rocco Vatter. When I spoke to the producer, I said, Rudy Vatter. Just a bit we don't have Rudy do. He was a great defender.
He's definitely gone. He's given us an exclusive on that as well.
No, he's gone. Rudy Vatter, definitely gone. And directors, background staff, clear out. Obviously, Dermot Desmond doesn't like what's happening. He's been saying. So I don't know. I'm just putting it on now, because if it does come to fruition, then at least you've heard it from me. And if it doesn't come to fruition, I'll be speaking to my doctor.
I love a good rumour. It used to come from taxi drivers, but we've evolved a bit. Ricky was speaking to a doctor who was speaking to somebody. Dermot Desmond is clearing the place out. Burnaby, Abada, Vatter.
Right.
There's been a change in the recruitment department last week.
I'm not lying here, I'm being serious. I wasn't talking to a doctor, but I was
You're going tomorrow to the doctor, you said.
Yeah, I was talking to a Celtic fan who goes to most home games at the golf, and he told me the exact same story as I've just heard.
So a random fan on the golf course.
Yeah.
Did
he have a stethoscope around his neck when he was playing golf?
I was wondering, I'm going, your dress.
So all this means
is white jacket on. Very good.
You've just played golf with Ricky's doctor. Like, what's that? No,
yeah,
what does that mean?
But listen, I think it's one of those when you start seeing people, like, say, you've seen the recruitment situation. Now you're seeing one or two players.
By all accounts.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you can add it up that owner of the club is not happy.
Can you, Mark? I don't know. It just feels like, of course, Dermot Desmond is hugely influential at the club, but if there's not people in the football department who know or who decided that they should probably try and move Burnaby on, you know, I don't know, Dermot Desmond knows a particular amount about Burnaby and he's placing the team at the moment. I don't know.
I don't think Dermot Desmond would get involved in the playing side at all. Dermot Desmond, majority shareholder, there to make the big decisions at the top. I'm not saying players aren't a big decision, but he employs people, or the club employ people.
Having said
to do that,
maybe I'm being too focused, and maybe the more general point is Dermot Desmond has cracked some sort of whip and said, you know, get some deadwood out of there. Well, you know, I guess that would be possible.
I take it that's a decision for the full club to make, and the people that are employed to make those decisions, the footballing department. Now, Mark Orwell going, he resigned, so I don't think that fits in with the argument. But what else isn't he happy with? Dermot Desmond, we're led to believe, is the one that pursued, was it not, Brendan Rodgers to come back, so he's not even in a season. And he kept John Kennedy and Gavin Strachan on. So the staff are still there. Recruitment department, Mark Orwell's decided to resign because it wasn't working out, so they'll replace him with somebody else. But the players have got to be left mm-hmm. to the manager, the coaching team, and the recruitment department.
Funnily enough, right on cue, I think, is that... So, yeah, I think Charlotte have just announced the signing of Leah Labada, officially. And I know it's been sort of bubbling away, and I'm reading American reports here, because I know there's always debates about fees and all the rest of it. So this is an American report I'm reading from The Athletic, saying that Charlotte have completed a club record signing of Israeli winger Leah Labada for a fee of around $8 million. So I think that's about, what, £6.5 million, whether that's before add-ons or whatever, I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger. But Mark, a hugely difficult, complex, nuanced issue that made its way in onto the football pitch and probably had to be sorted one way or another. Leah Labada clearly wasn't comfortable for a whole host of reasons, and Celtic have moved them on and made, not brilliant by their standards, but you know, £6 million and maybe rising to more.
Yeah, well, I'll stick to the footballer on the pitch. I thought he was a very good player for Celtic. I think that's a big loss. Now, I know he's been injured for a number of weeks, and even when he came back, he still looked like he had a bit of catching up to do. But I don't think you can argue with his contribution, and in big games as well, and what he contributed to the Ange Postecoglou era, how Ange liked to play, you know, with wingers getting to the byline and cutting things back, how Kyogo and Giakoumakis and that got a lot of success. But the goals he chipped in with as well for a wide guy, straight through the off, was it his debut? He scored at Celtic Park and he just continued. That's what you want for a wide player. When you get a blueprint and you say, what do we want for our wide players? We want them to be positive. We want them to have assists, a final ball, and we want them to score goals. I think he did a lot of that. And he wasn't the tricky winger that Jota was, that was flash and got people off seats, but he was effective. So I think that's a big loss for Celtic.
Yeah, but I think it came to a head that the boy had to go elsewhere and go and enjoy his football. He didn't look comfortable. I remember watching him at the Hibs game, Gordon. He was all over the place. And I think it's best for him and the club to obviously go their own ways. You would probably look at that now and say, that's a decent bit of business. Okay, there's a good profit in it. Probably with add-ons and everything that goes with it. But if he'd have stayed and he was a happy player in 2 or 3 years' time, you just wonder what the value.
Oh, I think clearly when he was scoring those goals against Rangers in the age profile and PFA Scotland Young Player of the Year, you're looking at a big...
Yeah.
I hope it would have been a big sell on at that point, but like circumstances have probably, not definitely played a part. Celtic had to get rid, sort of thing. Can you command top dollar? He also, I know there was injuries, but he's... We are in March, and the political side and the football side as well, he hasn't got going at all this season. So
no.
It's not, his stock's not particularly high before you even get to, you know, the other stuff.
That's why I'm saying just now, I think it's still a good bit of business for Celtic. I agree with Mark. I think Mark makes a lot of good points. I thought the boy had a lot of, you know, ability. You know, he was certainly on his game, a very exciting player that could cause you problems, score goals, assists, whatever. And he will be a bit of loss. But it was just a circumstance that had to be resolved, and obviously we wish the lad all the best.
Okay, can you name 8 different Rangers players to score away in Portugal this century? Morelos and Whittaker.
Barry Ferguson.
Nope.
Purcell.
Nope.
Davis.
Nope.
I tell you.
Wayne McCulloch.
Terrible. This is rubbish from you two.
What's his name? Centre forward went to Everton.
Oh, Jelavich.
Jelavich.
No.
Darsville.
Yes, Jean-Claude Darsville. Oh, yes. Sporting
success.
So was
2008. Any more for any more?
Yeah, that's still that was more. All my list.
Remember from so
what year?
That kind of Gerard era. They played Benfica. You've got Morelos. They also played Braga a couple of times.
Who was the boy that played right mid again?
No, forget him.
Forget him.
Okay.
What other attackers were around? Maybe didn't score as many as he should have, but still an attacker nevertheless.
Roof.
Braga away. No, February 2020.
Rebo.
No, even more obvious than that. You know, big, much spoken about player, very good on his day, but didn't do it enough. People used to always say, and never scored enough goals. Oh, come on.
Eaton
had a pet snake.
Oh, Kent.
Ryan Kent.
That's the clue you should have gave us first.
Anyway, we'll get the rest of the answers and back to the stadium in Lisbon next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. Sometimes the breaks just end at the perfect time. Mark Wilson was about to have to try and explain to Gordon Dalziel what AI is, and it just would not have gone
E.T.'s
well.
E.T.'s brother.
There's a lot of AIs tonight. Sore eyes.
You're right, but I told you before your trip to the doctor tomorrow, I would not be getting carried away.
You better put that in ice tonight.
Oh, I'm worried nice about tonight. You. I iced every night.
Recap of that breaking news just before the break there is that Leo Labada has completed his move to Charlotte in the MLS. It's a fee of $8 million, according to The Athletic over there in America. So, you can get your thoughts over on that if you so wish. But we are very close to the end, actually, and close to kickoff in Lisbon. We'll go back there in a second. Just check in on this teaser. Stephen McCarra wants you to name 8 different Rangers players to score away in Portugal this century.
Barisic?
Nope.
Scott Arfield one?
Nope. There's another of that era, but is a much less likely goal scorer than Scott Arfield. So he was a midfield player but didn't score many.
Lundstrom?
Nope. He's not there anymore. I remember him scoring
Tillman
against Livingston away, I think. St Johnstone away and Benfica away. Nothing. Livy and Lisbon are kind of like each other when you think about it. No, it's okay. Not Tillman, yeah. Mark, we need to go back to your era as well. There's 2 against Sporting in 2011.
Yeah. Bugera.
Nope. But it's that it's absolutely Quell, that
no,
team.
No, nope. Quell. Wouldn't it be David Weir? Wouldn't it be Papach?
Nope.
Thompson.
Another one who played a part though around that time when you were knocking Papach out.
He played a part, did he?
Yeah, he was always involved in the shenanigans.
Oh, Diouf?
Yes.
He'll had he score? Yeah. Against who?
Sporting, February 2011.
Did he?
Yeah. You've got 3 to get. One's a cracker. And I actually remember it quite well. It's back in 2005. But it's an absolute cracker.
Hemdani? No, Hemdani? No.
More of a cracker than that, believe me. Right, so you've got 3 to get. We'll try and get them before the end. Let's go back to Lisbon.
Clyde One's Super Scoreboard with Meta Betting. New customer offer available online. 18 plus, be gamble aware, stay in control and bet responsibly.
Oh, it sounds lively, Andrew McLean.
Yeah, it is indeed at the moment. The eagle, the iconic eagle, is flying around the stadium at the moment and the lights are all dim. Speaking of that, it's ironic that it is the wings that are the issue for Rangers. No fit wingers to start this game for them, so it's going to have to be Dujon Sterling and Fabio Silva that are out wide for them today. Jack Butland in goal, James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, John Souter and Ridvan Yilmaz are the back four. John Lundstrom and Mohamed Diamande, the two holding midfielders, Sterling and Silva either side of Tom Lawrence, Cyril Dessers up top. There has of course been a lot of talk about whether the Europa League is a distraction from the domestic competition for Rangers, but I'm sure the ones that do think that will quickly forget about it during these 90 minutes. Another big Thursday night in store for Rangers, the type that they've been used to over the past few seasons, and have found success in a lot of those as well. So will that continue tonight? Quality opposition though, recent World Cup winners in that Benfica. You know, damaged, yes, by that 5-0 defeat to Porto at the weekend. Fans voting with their feet as well. Lots of empty seats in the stadium at the moment. Almost makes you forget that Rangers need to do some bouncing back as well. Just Philip Clement's second defeat in his time at Rangers at the weekend. He'll be looking for a response. And all the noise so far has been from those 3,500 Rangers fans up in the top corner of the stadium. They'll be hoping that they can come away with some result that will leave them in a good position for the return leg a week tonight at Ibrox.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Andrew McLean will keep you up to speed on social media at Clyde SSB. You can see updates and reaction there before we join you again at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Go on then, you two. How do you think this one's going to end? Give us your score predictions.
Go on, Mark. I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'll go. I think Rangers will lose narrowly, but I think they've got a goal in them. I think it'll be 2-1 Benfica.
That's what score I was going. 2-1.
No, that's boring.
Okay.
Next up, go on. Give us something different.
Right, I'll tell you what. I'll go for 1-1.
You do that. Well done. Right, we'll see what happens between now and the end of the evening, and we will reflect on it all tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. Already looking forward to it. If you fancy winning a smart TV and a football kit, check out ClydeOne.com, and that's thanks to Clyde One Super Scoreboards European coverage this season with Meta Betting, the home of sports betting. 18 plus, be gamble aware, and please stay in control and bet responsibly. Right, before we go this evening, you two have work to take care of. Can you name, where is the sheet? Here we go.
Eight.
It is eight different Rangers players to score away in Portugal this century. Alfredo Morelos did it against Benfica. Ryan Kent did it against Braga. Diouf against Sporting. Stephen Whittaker and Jean-Claude Darcheville against Sporting also. You get three to get. Benfica 2020.
Did we say Darcheville?
Yes.
Did we? Who said that?
Mark. Stephen Gerrard's team.
No, I didn't.
He did.
Well done. That Stephen, was my next guess.
October 2020, Benfica.
Scored twice.
He's not much of a goal scorer. I told you he scored. I remember goals away at Livy, away at St Johnstone. He scored in this one.
Midfield player.
Went to Leeds.
Went to Leeds.
Wow, this is bad. This is really poor. I thought you two would get that.
Hold on, Leeds. Who went to Leeds?
He's Finnish. No, he's not. He's only 20. He's Finnish.
Finnish.
Oh, Kamara.
Glenn Kamara.
Kamara.
Oh, right, Mark.
Went
bang,
to Leeds.
Bang smack in your era. Scored a famous winner against Celtic, actually.
Oh, did he?
Please tell me it was a winner, not an equaliser. It was a significant goal anyway. He was American.
Oh, yeah,
it was a winner, wasn't it?
Edu.
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 Yeah.
Ah,
and the last
lucky
one, this is the, I would have been so impressed if you'd got this. Porto, November 2005. So I think it took Rangers through or something like that in the Champions League. And he was just a youngster at the time.
Is he retired now?
Oh, you better believe it.
I've got it.
Who?
I've got it.
Who? Charlie Mulgrew's pal.
Your belly's offside.
That's the one.
Yes, I've got it.
What's his
your
name?
Belly's offside. Ross McCormack.
Ross McCormack against Porto in 2005. Now lining up with Charlie Mulgrew for, what was it, Doncaster City,
yeah,
or whatever they were
great
called.
Great song, as I know.
Anyway, we are back tomorrow. Kenny Miller and Hugh Keevans are bound to have something to say about whatever happens in Lisbon, so join us then. And Callum Gallagher's up next.